Are we live now?
We are live now. You know what though? I should have done this before. Like when we were on the break, I trusted too much in a fart. That I made it back in time is really surprising.
Okay.
Well, good. That's one disaster averted. Now let's see what's in this hellish town.
Okay.
Now, when you said it was in a T, is that like four across and then from the middle four down? What are you saying?
More like a lowercase T. It's crossroads.
Okay.
Two by two?
Pretty much.
Okay.
Two by two ish.
Not kind of like tiny buildings.
Yeah. There's like outbuildings and whatnot, but you could see.
So almost in a square, a circle, or what?
It's almost a square ish.
Okay.
There's line up the middle.
Just pictured in my head.
Yeah.
It's
been here a while, and it has not been used in a while.
Any of these buildings look like they're still is any one of them stand out as the most structurally sound or the most structurally intact?
I mean, the what would have been a tavern in, you know, gathering place
was the biggest.
It's there. It's, I mean, none of them look like they're.
I would like to put a delayed fireball right on the front door handle, and then that used to be a spell. Remember that spell?
No.
Anyone?
I do. Off the top of my head, but I didn't play a lot of spellcasters until 5th. So
yeah, delayed fireball was awesome.
But
and the first person to run across it blows up on.
The buildings look structurally sound. They look a little
wind blown and ghost town.
Not cared for, you know, shutters are kind of hanging a little wonky, but they're sound. None of them look like they're going to fall over on you. Well,
I'm looking for Wilhelmina Watley. Which house is she in? She works for my same boss.
Yeah, you're going to need to go door to door on that one.
All right.
But yeah, the tavern is the biggest building in the area.
Before we get behind the buildings and out of sight, I want to take a gander back at the plains. As far as I can tell, as far as I can see, is any other group making their way this way?
Make me a perception check.
Oh God! Anyone want to assist?
I will. I will assist and guide if possible.
Okay. See anything? I do not. That's an 11. That's
11.
Horrible. Yeah.
I mean, it. I already said it's a very flat place.
Okay.
Not a lot of places for cover. You look back. You don't see anybody. You know, you kind of remember where they were kind of spread out. You don't see anybody coming this way. But then again, you also don't really, you can't really make out anyone.
It is the same time of day, like, you know, mid morning, right? Like 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock in the morning.
You think so? Yeah.
I mean, it's the same time of day that we left. Or walk through the portal.
You think so? Yes.
Okay.
It is.
You said we were able to identify north, south, and east, and west.
Yes.
But it was overcast, so
it's very overcast.
We can see some kind of sun.
Yes.
Can we tell if it's moving towards the zenith or away from it?
It is.
In the 40 minutes we've been here.
Assuming the sun travels in the same pattern.
Uh-huh.
Yes, it is closer to the zenith and it is moving away from.
Okay. Well, so we're heading up on noon.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
You have noticed the longer you've been here, now that you've been here a little bit, I should say, cloud cover doesn't seem to be breaking.
Okay. That might be a good thing. If there's a dragon, maybe it's, I would have trouble seeing us down here.
As you look around this, just outside in this little ramshackle town, there's no signs that the fire ever burnt this place.
Okay.
There's no char marks. There's no...
It stopped before it reached here or just like right at the edge of town? There's no...
As you're walking up, you were able to discern that there was a spot outside of town where it just... No more fire.
Like it burnt out? There was no more grass to burn? Or it like mysteriously just stopped?
Somewhere in between.
Okay. Maybe efforts were made to stop it there.
Yeah, there is significantly less grass the closer you get to town.
Okay. I'm willing to like go in the inn if start the biggest building, see what evidence there is of anything in here.
Okay.
But we can't go in the out, so we may as well.
Yeah. Okay. So roll in there and check it out.
Okay. You go into the first floor of the inn. If you had ever been in an inn that had in tavern kind of area that had just no customers for 15 years, you're pretty sure it would look like this.
Okay. No customers for 15 years and no patrons running.
Yep. There's just nothing here.
Okay.
Everything has a very thick layer of dust settled on it.
Like bottles behind the counter, anything like, you know, pickled or corked back there that seems salvageable or
maybe
a bottle of wine with a year date on it or something.
There are definitely bottles. There are no wine, mostly whiskey and mead.
Okay.
The bar.
I will take a bottle of the whiskey.
Okay. The bar itself does seem. You're a human, right?
Yes.
This bar was not built for humans.
Larger or smaller?
Smaller. Not and when I say that, I don't mean like. The entire building, I mean this bar that you are standing at.
Like perhaps who worked this bar was shorter or...
Or the patrons themselves were...
The tables and chairs around here, are they same ratio?
Yes, yes. All right. I'm fairly confident that you could probably sit at one of the tables. It would not be a comfortable time.
But you like could go into the student... teacher conference at kindergarten when you had to sit in those stupid little chairs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Probably something that you as a human deal with more often than any of the rest of us.
Well, besides, I did.
Yeah. Besides D. Well, no, I mean, like, you as a 5'70".
5'15".
Whatever. You and D would have dealt with it more than Bookman and I.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, okay. Possibly a dwarven town, maybe.
Dwarven halfling.
You know, dwarven or halfling, yeah. No. Some of the smaller folk. So Max should be, you know, optimal size for this place.
It's as if it was tailor-made.
Is the ceiling any lower? Or no. Is it like standard? Okay. I mean, they want to welcome all patrons, I'm assuming.
Yeah, it seems like it was set up to cater for short people.
All right.
Yeah, you find some bottles. You can grab some bottles. You don't really see any like pickled food or anything like that sitting around?
Yeah, I was just trying to judge like how long it's been, picked over it's been. I'm treating, even though I know this is a dungeon, I'm treating this as if it was a real world place.
Sure. So
trying to suss out, like, I mean, maybe what happened here, how long it's been abandoned. But regardless, whiskey burns and is flammable when thrown at something.
Yes.
Explodes. So I will take a bottle of incendiary liquid. And encourage anyone else to do as well if they want. If there's enough.
Yeah.
If there's any others.
I mean, this does not look like the bar was picked over. It looks like people just stopped coming one day. For some reason. You can see there is the standard kind of swinging door that leads back into the kitchen area.
I'll peek back there, but I'm kind of satisfied that there's no mystery monster waiting here for me, unless you guys think of something you see or see something suspicious.
I mean, would that be like a perception check or?
Yeah, sure.
Just to see.
I will also tell you, make a perception check. This is also a two-story building.
Okay.
Tavern on the first floor, probably stereotypical inn upstairs.
Looking like a 12.
Looking like a 12. There's an upstairs. Nobody went up there. There's a kitchen. Nobody went back there. There's booze. You saw him grab that, though.
Is that the only bottle of whiskey, or is there others?
No, there's a handful of bottles of whiskey.
I will also grab one.
I'll put them up on the counter for anyone to take if they want. And I'm like, nothing else, we could throw them at people.
Roll me a
D6. D6. 2.
Okay. There are 2 full bottles and we'll say 3 bottles with varying levels.
Well, if we're taking them for that purpose, I will just open up the full bottles and then even them all out, give them all like, you know, half to, you know, 3/5 of full. Enough to take a couple swigs if they want, but still enough there to cause problems if they want to use it as a
bottle. Okay. We'll say you're able to put together 5.
Okay.
Molotov cocktail-ish looking bottles.
Yeah. Just tie a rag around the top, but don't uncork the bottle. You know, just have it all ready to assemble pre- fight we see coming.
Yep. Okay.
Somebody's going upstairs.
I'll
go with you. I'll assist.
Okay. Gone upstairs then. Maybe some perception checks.
I will assist you, but I cannot.
Okay, I'll lead the way here and make the rolls, and we'll see what happens.
There you go.
Also, be in charge of the kitchen and the other whatnots. That's an 11. That's not great.
Okay. There are rooms. There's no dead people. The rooms look like they were made up. Everybody checked out. Nobody checked back in.
So do they look like they were empty?
Yep.
Like, okay, so they were made up. Like, it wasn't like people ran out with stuff still in there.
Nope.
Okay. I'm going to check all the rooms just in case, I guess, still.
Wait.
While we're looking through and thing... I will see if Stumpy and his lady have any ideas what might have happened here or where people might have gone.
Stumpy's lady starts looking around. Fuck, I dropped my d20. God damn it. That won't work.
Yes, Stumpy, if it reminds him of any town he's ever been to, like a town back home.
Yeah.
Or if it is indeed Halfling City.
Stumpy thinks this looks a lot like some of the waypoint towns that they would have just outside of the mountains.
Like trader towns.
Yeah, yeah. Be a place where, you know, the dwarves would bring their wares from whatever.
Yeah, what do we do? What do we call that one? Hammerfall, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. A little weird that this one is, you know, so far away.
Yeah, maybe that was its downfall. It was too far away.
Yeah. So far away from the mountains over there.
Was there not to cause trouble, but was there a well in town? Like a water source?
You don't remember seeing a water source.
All right. That might be also cause for concern.
Could be, potentially.
Maybe it up and left, or there just never was enough.
Maybe.
Yeah, those wells are fickle.
Yes, yes they are.
Always running off, hooking up with no good trees.
Yep. Causing a big disturbance.
So we didn't find anything upstairs.
Nope.
We didn't find anything down here. This building seems pretty calm and naturally empty. Like, people that left probably took everything they brought here.
Correct. You've got the kitchen in this building and a handful of other buildings if you want to be completionist about your endeavors, or
I think
move on to another
forego. Can we roll for, like, I don't know, insight or something, and maybe think like any building that looks more suspicious than the others to avoid searching every single one.
Absolutely.
Is there one that kind of looks suspiciously.
I mean, my rolls have not been great, so I'd like somebody else to roll this one.
Okay. I'll if you'll insist me, and I'll tell you what we're looking for. We're looking for something that
I'll assist
stands out as different.
And I'll provide some guidance if I'm allowed.
That's awesome. I rolled a 4 on guidance. I have a +1 to insight to the natural 20 I rolled for this insight.
Very nice.
So that's a 24 or 25 total. Sorry. Hey.
Very nice. Okay. You head back outside. The inn was kind of like right there at like the center of town, so to speak.
Yeah.
You're looking around and it takes you a second, but you just kind of casually stroll up the north part of the crossroads.
Okay.
And the furthest north building looks more like a residence than the rest of them.
Okay.
And you're a human, right?
Yes.
Bromaster, you're a dragonborn?
Tiefling.
Yeah, tiefling. And Max, you're a
goblin.
Goblin, right. I cannot remember that you're a fucking goblin. I don't know why. There's something very, I don't want to say off. It's a very interesting roof on this house.
Tickles the interest.
It's curious. It's a shingled design. But it's not like slate shingles or wooden shingles or anything like that.
Let's keep the boomers away. I hear they're susceptible to shingles.
Yes, yes, they are.
True. Yeah. Unless they didn't have chicken pox as a child, which is even
they had more chicken pox parties. Why wouldn't they?
Yeah. Yeah. So go ahead and make me a nature check.
I think I got a zero to my nature.
Okay.
Anything else better to help?
Yeah. Us, so. All right. I will roll with assistance if able.
Ooh.
That's a two and a one. And say I was guided. That's a at best a six.
They're funny looking shingles, all right.
All right. While we're out here, while we have this building identified, I am also once again looking to the horizon for other groups to catch up to us.
Okay.
Any signs, any dust kicked up from their trek across the burnt plains?
You do see there is a small group headed this way.
Okay.
They are probably... If they were moving at full pace, they're probably 10 minutes out.
Can I ascertain their numbers if I can't ascertain?
There are four of them.
There. Okay, four of them. That rules out the one boomer group.
Mm-hmm.
There were two boomer groups or three boomers?
Three boomer groups.
Okay, is any of them number four?
Yes, one of them numbers four.
Okay. So it's a possibility.
It is possible it's Boomer. You also remember that there was one other Zoomer group that still has four members.
I am going to put my imp on a direct line to intercept them at the edge of these buildings. Just sit on a roof, invisible. And mentally chirp to me when cool. what he can speak.
Yeah. Right.
He can tell me what he sees when he sees it. And we're cool. going to move towards that weird house.
Okay.
Or I'm going to move towards the weird house.
Cool. Anybody else going with him?
Is the weird house closer to where we came in or farther? Or
it is.
Tavern first, but.
It is north of where you came in.
Came in on the south. Kind of,
we came in on the east side of the town.
East side,
yeah.
Okay.
Because this town was to the west where we started.
Correct.
So it's perpendicular to where we were. So I'm not really moving any farther away from him to go that group chicken.
So, but like what part of the town will they be entering from that group if they can?
They'd be coming in the same direction or a little further south, but from the same direction as where you were.
Okay.
To be fair, they're not like trying to hide from you or anything.
Well, yeah, I figured they were just stomping around like they own the place. I would like to propose maybe hiding out in the tavern for when they show up. Because we just checked the tavern, we know it's safe.
Well, it's also a two-story. We could get on the second story and maybe peek out some windows for when they
put the imps on the second story and we could all hide downstairs.
True. Well, I got an imp like in their direct path into the city. Waiting to spot them. He said they're 10 minutes out. So do we want to get to that house first, check it out, or do we want to go to the imp and lay in wait for these people?
From that house to the inn, how long are we talking?
30 seconds max.
Cool. Then, yeah, let's spend like 8 minutes looking at that house and then hustle back.
Okay. Oh, wait, pop the door open, look in. Is it one or two stories?
It is two stories.
Give a quick look around the main floor.
Okay.
Just normal house, furniture,
it, grand it
piano,
is,
all that shit.
Yeah, it's a wealthier house. than, you know, just a house. So whoever lived here had money.
Okay. Possibly the people who started the town or owned the town.
Probably, yeah. There are various heads, like trophy kills mounted on the wall.
Okay.
There's, you know, very, very hunting house looking stuff like that.
Sportsman, probably, maybe. Does this look like a permanent home or more of a vacation? Like, I'm going to go up to the ranch and go hunting.
First floor looks like somebody lived here.
Okay.
Regularly.
Is there any office, study, den type room on the first floor?
There is a small kind of office off of the dining room area.
Is there a desk or a bookshelf?
Yes, there's both.
I'll go rifle through the desk really quick.
I'll take the bookshelf.
Okay.
Roll me a perception or investigation check on the bookshelf.
That was Dylan. Sorry.
Yep, I'll try investigation. Shouldn't make much of a difference.
I'll help one of you, and whichever one of you I help, I'll guide as well.
That is a dirty 20.
Dirty 20. Okay,
I'll take the help.
There are multiple books here that
looking
are...
for any as he's looking over there, I'm just going to say I'm looking for kind of a journal or a ledger or log, you know, something that says what was going on here, what kind of business, what kind of life, who these people were.
This place looks like it was probably owned by someone in taxidermy or some sort of preparation of kills kind of business. Meat processor, taxidermist, something like that.
Cattle rancher.
Yeah, there's lots of books on like anatomy, animal anatomy, various ways to prep, dry, render meat. There are a couple of thicker books that look like they are some sort of accounting ledger kind of thing. Like this is, you know.
We don't have to read it right now if there's something.
Yeah, heavy, I'll grab those. I'll grab anything that is like handwritten type logs or.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep.
Anything that doesn't look like a standard,
yep,
you know, for public consumption type book.
There are three books of that type.
I will grab all three then.
I will look at the desk.
Okay.
And you said you were going to guide me if you assisted me?
Absolutely.
Okay, so that's a dirty 20 before the perception, which makes it a 23.
Okay. At the desk, you see two more not completely full ledgers.
Okay.
This looks like some sort of financial accounting.
These possibly like the last one's done?
Potentially.
Okay, I'll grab the last one. The one with like unfinished.
Yeah.
You know, like the last few entries for date purposes. His will tell us what they were doing. This will tell us what they did last.
Yep. So as you flip to find the last page of entries, this is about 12 years before now.
Okay. 12 years. Level of dust, level of just emptiness kind of tracks with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So once these people shipped out, pretty much the whole town moved on.
Correct.
Okay.
Make me, well, I guess I'll let you decide. So as you kind of rifle around the desk, there is a drawer on the bottom left of the desk that is locked, stuck, jammed. It's not coming open.
I can attempt to pick the lock if you'd like.
Have at it. I was going to kick it and then started to think, well, what if it's trapped? It's just going to blow my leg off. So I'll let you investigate it and try and open it.
I'll give it a look, see, and see if it's trapped, I suppose.
Give me an investigation check.
Oh, yeah, it's not trapped.
Yeah?
100% on the up and up?
What's that?
Sounds good
on,
to me.
That's an 8 on die. So, yeah, no, it's all good.
Well, what would that be total?
8 on die.
Okay.
Is there anything assisting?
You didn't guide yourself? Well, I'm right there. I assume I would be good. But he's looking in a lock and on a I don't know if I can assist.
Yeah, no, it's fine. It's an 8. It's 8 total, because there's an 8 on die. I have a bonus.
Right. I mean, it looks like a lock that you fucked with before. Like, similar style. The ones you fucked with before don't look like they were... Or they were never trapped.
Well, there you go.
Okay. I mean, I don't technically know what he rolled, so I just have to take his word for it.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's just the richest guy in town's desk. Why would he booby trap it? You know, that seems silly.
Let me stop using that die. It's been disappointing me all night.
So, it is. It looks fine.
I'll give it a quick attempt at picking the lock.
Okay, give me a lock picking check.
So that's not going to happen.
What'd you get?
I got a, let's see, 3, 7. I got 7 total.
Okay.
I should handle our lock picking from now on.
I got an idea. if he wants to step back, I'll just blast the fucking lock.
Well, I can probably drop a little acid on it from the alchemy kit to.
With a 7, you're not able to get it open, but you're like, this is totally doable, guys. I can get this.
All right. Have at it. Are we to our 5 minutes yet? I mean.
We'll say you're like 2 minutes in.
Okay. Well, we were pretty concise about what we were looking for when we came in here, so.
Yeah, I take that back. You're probably like 3 or 4 minutes in. You're creeping
We've
up on.
We've spent the most time on this drawer.
Yeah. But it feels infinitely openable.
Okay.
Wow, it's that drawer from Bruce Almighty.
So how would you like to handle it?
I think I'd like to just take another pass at it.
Absolutely. Give it a shot.
And then I reassess at that point.
Yeah. Give it a shot.
I mean, I'm taking his word on all this, so.
Yeah.
I think everything's going fantastic.
16.
16? It pops right open.
Okay. Awesome. Anyway, never a doubt. First try.
The first time that you went through it, you were like, oh, I fucked up the pin order and it fell into a stupid state. I just had to start over. Like, not a big deal. Got it.
When you're doing that combination lock and you have to just fuck it, just spin it for 1,000 spins and then start it over. Yeah.
Yeah. So you get this open. Inside, there is a beautiful set of knives. Whoever lived here was definitely in the dead animal preparation business.
So these aren't like combat knives. These are like hunting knives, or
these are like fillet knives.
Oh, like chef's knives.
Yes, yes. This person prepared animal stuff for a living.
Okay.
All right.
Let's scoop them up and go.
Yeah, not valuable.
It's definitely valuable to somebody. This is a really nice set of stuff.
Okay.
The knives and bladed instruments inside are pristine and beautiful. The leather that like wrapped
even inside this 12-year-old untouched drawer, they are pristine.
Well, I mean, because they're wrapped in this very weird.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's dust and stuff. It's just they have not.
They've not seen
it. Rusted or seen elements. Ooh, okay, I get you. I thought now they were alluding they were magical or something.
No. Well, I mean, maybe. The case that they're in it's well worn. Like, if it weren't for the fact that this case was used, you would swear that these things had never been touched.
Okay.
Okay. I think we have as much information we can steal in a few minutes if we want to go back to the inn and await our guests. Has my imp said anything? Any clues to a better view of the people coming up on us?
They did fan out. There's four of them. They're kind of walking.
Walking abreast. Okay.
Yeah, but they're more than abreast. They're spaced.
Okay. Can he tell me what persuasion they're of?
They look to be old people.
Fucking boomers incoming. At this point, do we want to risk scampering across the street? Do you want to stay here?
Your imp would be able to tell you. What?
I was just saying, this is two stories as well, just as defensible as the inn, perhaps.
You've got about 2 minutes. Until it's going to be, you're going to be moving towards the inn while they're moving towards the inn.
I let the imp know to invisible when the nearest one gets like below his eye line. Mm-hmm. I want him to loosen a shingle and just let it slide down and off the roof of the building he's nested on.
Okay. He is not perched on your building, correct?
No, he's not perched on our building.
Okay. Okay.
Yep. I want him just basically give a sign of distraction.
Not a problem, boss. I'm on it.
Okay.
And I inform the group what I have instructed him and where they are. Is one headed like directly to the building we're currently in? And then
no.
You said they're spaced out, like are they buildings apart?
Yes.
Like each going to a different building?
Yes. Okay. So because you're at the most extreme north, there's not going to be one that's like walking up on your building. They would be kind of like, you know, the next building down.
What was the street like? Did we leave a lot of tracks along the street, like dusty street, like they could tell where we went and where we ended up?
Probably. It's
okay. Yeah. Fuck.
Dusty, dirty town. There wasn't really a whole lot of breeze.
Yeah. Okay.
We've still got 2 minutes.
ish. Yeah.
I'll send my snake out the front door. You can cast spells through your familiars, correct?
As long as you're there.
It's a fine familiar. Yeah, then you can't.
Then I should be able to cast Druidcraft through my snake.
Sure.
I believe.
Should be able to.
Pass with a snake to smooth out our footprints.
That's kind of the idea, yeah.
Brilliant.
Okay.
Send him out a minute and just keep popping off Druidcrafts while I do, or send him out 30 seconds away, popping off Druidcrafts the whole time, and then have him come back.
Okay.
Because at that point, it's snake trail, not footprints.
Yep.
He's able to clean the area, so it's going to look like your footprints stop.
Are incomplete here and there.
Trail. It like you just kind of walked up to this north end of the road. You looked,
Would like a stealth roll be appropriate here?
Sure, that'll work.
For like covering the tracks?
Yeah.
Okay. 16.
Yep, no problems.
I have a question about casting a spell through my familiar.
Sure.
Does it matter if it's off of a scroll?
Is the scroll with your familiar?
No, it's with me. I want to cast, like if I wanted to cast grease through my familiar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I cast all spells through, you know, they all originate with me, but it doesn't matter if it's has to be read.
Right, that's what I'm trying to think. Like, I don't think it would make a difference.
Okay. I didn't think it was, but I didn't want to make the call.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I can't do that. It has to have a range of touch.
What has to have a range of touch?
The spell. When you
Druidcraft?
When you cast a spell with a range of touch, your familiar can deliver the spell as if it had cast the spell.
I can do other spells. The warlock can.
So then he would just be going out and acting as a broom then.
Yeah, sure, that's fine. Okay. So guys do some snake shenanigans. You do some other stuff. You're looking around the house, and then you hear a slate shingle shatter.
Okay. My imp is distracting. When he does that, I'm going to have him come towards our building in a high arc to try to see how the four react to that.
Mm-hmm. Make me a perception check.
For the imp?
Yes, for the imp.
Okay. That's a natural one.
Okay. Yeah, man. Everything looks good.
Yeah.
They didn't pay attention at all. I got a waste. Got three.
Hey, awesome.
Totally cool. I don't even know why you were worried.
I know. Fuck. Yeah. Are we staying on the first floor? Are we head to the den? Are we? What do you guys want to do?
It's an entire second floor.
Yeah.
I was going to say, we can't even really hide behind the bar because the bar's even shorter.
Indeed. And it's in another building, but that's besides the point.
Oh, we haven't looked at the second floor of this one?
Right.
You don't... I don't know. Do we have time, or are we trying to wait for...
We probably got like 90 seconds.
I don't think it's worth checking. How far is the one house to the next? Like you said, it was about 30 seconds, but...
Yeah, so this is probably, you know, this house is a little bigger than the other, so probably take you, if you were to walk out this door, walk down the steps off the porch, and then, you know, get out and around to the next house, you're probably talking 30 to 45 seconds.
I'm going to have the imp look for the people and see if they go in any of the buildings.
Yeah.
Because those look like prime Molotov cocktail buildings.
Yeah, they each kind of pick a building as they're coming into town, like one that's near them. So you got, you know, farthest south guy is, or person is in a building down there, and so on and so forth all the way up.
Is one of them the building right next door?
That would be the last person to enter a building, but yes. Yes.
Okay.
They
is it two stories or one story?
It's one story.
I'm going to have the imp come around the back. Okay. Or the opposite side of the building that they entered.
Okay.
And through a window, or even if a window's shut, just have him try to like raise the window noisily. Like maybe somebody's trying to get out that back window.
Okay. So go ahead and give me... Do you have stats for your familiar?
Yeah, I copied the whole stat block.
Give me a dexterity check or strength check for your...
Dexterity check. Yeah, strength is 6. Dexterity is 17, so...
Yeah, sure. Whatever.
14 plus 3, that is a 17.
There you go. Yeah, your imp is able to throw up a window.
Just
that's pretty good.
Fling it open. And then I could even have him fly in. Now I'm looking through his eyes at this point. Fly in and then just like kind of rest up in the corner of the ceiling.
Okay.
And wait for them to come in there.
Okay.
I want to get a decent look at this one. Like,
sure.
What do they look like? What are they carrying?
Yeah.
Is it worth punking this guy?
So this is a...
Or gal.
This is a very old tiefling.
Okay.
Probably like Grillmaster's great-grandfather age.
Okay. I think they have a normal lifespan.
They do. Yeah. He's
so he's like in his 70s.
70s, 80s. Yeah. Still looks, you know, pretty fit. He's not, you know, like a frail man by any means, but he is old. He has a pair of short swords on his hips, and then he's got a pair of short swords crossed across his back with the hilts up above his shoulders.
Okay.
His gear looks better than average.
Does he come into the room, like cross the room to the window?
He does.
I'm going to have the imp go out the door he came in and then swing the door shut.
The door he came in, swing the door shut. Okay.
Like he came in, he opened the door, came into a room, and then it closed behind him mysteriously. And then have the imp. Now, granted, the imp hasn't been in this building, but hopefully I can discern quickly. the hallway, which way leads towards the front of the building.
Sure.
He's still invisible, I assume. I mean, all he's done is throw an open door, a window and a door, so.
Sure. So let's go ahead and make a dex check to slam that door.
Oh, boy. Nine.
Doesn't slam as hard as you want, but you do hear an audible, hey! So it probably had the desired effect. And your imp is now out of that room.
And he is... he can shape change into a rat, a raven, or a spider. He has double sight, magic resistance. Can't be poisoned, he's immune to fire. Yeah, he's still invisible. Is the front door open where this guy came in?
Yes.
I'm like, my eyes are white. I'm looking through the imp, dictating all this to everybody in a kind of a hushed whisper.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's happening? The imp will fly to the front door and again, pull it shut behind him.
Okay. Sure.
Want me to roll for that one?
Yeah, go ahead.
Woo! That's a natural one. He tries to pull it, but it's a push.
Yep. Not.
He runs into the door. Fuck.
Yeah.
Okay, he does that twice. Hopefully he's down the hall from whatever just did this.
Yep. So
second try, he can get out the building. Oh, that's much better. 19 plus 3, so 22.
Yeah. Takes a minute.
I'll just book on over here. Just invisible fly back into the, you know, to building I'm in.
Yep.
And I will share this info with everybody.
Cool.
We may have incoming, but this guy is definitely spooked. Like, shit's moving. He's on edge. If he may regroup with his people rather than exploring further.
Yeah.
What's your imp doing, D?
He didn't have anything designated yet, so... Right. He never said that we needed anything specific, so he just wasn't. He was just kind of waiting.
Okay.
I mean, he's generally been staying like 20, 30 feet ahead of me, so.
He's just looking out. He's the eyes outside.
So he would be ahead of me wherever he'd go.
Imp doesn't necessarily need to come in the building. He can just like. Roost on the eaves right above the front door.
Yeah, we'll keep my imp as a lookout for us where we're at, and your imp can be a lookout for other places going forward.
Okay. Well, the next building was definitely within 100 feet, so I can see through his eyes and talk to him and everything.
Yep.
But doesn't really bring us closer to... I mean, there's four of these people. There's five of us.
Yep.
With familiars, there's eight of us. I think we can take this group. We didn't see another group following them in this direction, right?
Nope.
So that's just the four of them. They are boomers, so we definitely, you know, are at odds with them.
Plus, they're boomers. They might have some nicer stuff.
Yeah, well, I described the tiefling. He's got like four short swords, and he's kind of skulking around. So I don't know, we fighter, rogue, or something.
His gear definitely looked nice.
definitely cursed. Okay. What do we want to do? How we want to?
Yeah. What are you gonna do?
Well, my imp is outside the door, kind of watching that door, waiting for that guy to come chasing after me. Does he?
Your imp gets out of the building, takes a few seconds, gets out, and then you see dude burst through the front door of that building again.
Okay, and he can't see me imp, so which ways is he looking?
He's doing a 180-degree pan in all directions that isn't looking back inside the house.
I'll have the imp, like, across, out that door, across the street. Is there another building?
Yes.
I'll have him do the shingle slide thing again. I can't, if he can, like, loose something off the, you know, a brick from the chimney or something, like, something scampering around on the roof, and it just fell loose. Send him into that building, basically.
Make me a dex check with your...
That, with his bonus, would be a 14.
Okay. Takes him a second, but he's able to pry another shingle off and get it to fall and drop. Old man... goes from kind of a ready-to-attack position to a more defensive position.
Okay.
He's put some pillars and fencing and whatnot of the front porch area between him and across the street.
So he's I'll not have the imp move back from the edge of the roof and just kind of drag his claws along the shingles a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Just make a little, like, scratchy kind of crawly noises up there. Like, active, not just something falling off the roof.
Mm-hmm.
And see how he reacts. And then, you know, fly up and observe.
Okay. Make me a perception check.
I tell people in the group that we may be able to get this guy on his back heels if we keep doing this. That's 11. Yeah, not good. 11.
You don't see the tiefling anymore.
I don't see my tiefling anymore?
You don't see this tiefling anymore.
Oh. He disappeared or he's hiding? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Roguing it up. Fine. Huh. He's hiding. He's outside the building. He's on the last scene on the front porch, kind of ducking behind the eaves, or what did you say, the front porch pillars?
Yep.
And he's hiding.
Yep, he's
possibly stalking towards the building where I'm trying to lure him.
Correct.
All right. I'll let somebody else play D&D. Somebody, what do we want to do from here? I don't know how we want to start shit, or if we want to start shit.
If we want to. Oh, we want to talk. We want to start shit here.
No, we definitely do. But I don't really want to start shit with one guy hiding, not knowing where he is, and then three more jumping us.
Well, we knew how many were walking in, and they didn't have a reason to hide at that point. So. We can assume that's probably the correct amount.
Yeah, I think we know their number.
Right. So if we just focus fire one dude.
I think we can take him down in a round, maybe.
Round or two, and then start working on whoever pops up in that next round. And start.
But now we're on our back foot because we don't know where he is.
You don't see any of them, or just that one guy's gone?
We don't. That guy that I was just fucking with.
He was the closest one.
Okay.
Yeah, I was. The guy was just fucking with. When the imp came back to the edge to look for him, he couldn't find him. He's hiding somewhere. Either turned invisible or hid, being stealthier than my perception. But your imp is out, you said, on the front of our building.
Front of our building, so...
So you might be able to see him.
Give the old imp a shot here.
Perceive. Yeah, and I will share that. I mean, this is a conversation we're really having, so... Yeah.
I
lost him. Can you see him? You know.
Say that again.
16.
16? No, you don't see him.
He's good at hiding. Great. It's not the best for us.
Doesn't seem like it, no.
Okay. We could always minor illusion.
I don't remember. Was there a back door?
To this house?
To this house?
We got that far.
You didn't get that far.
Okay.
If you would like to look for a
back door. We haven't explored, but...
If you would like to look for a back door while your compatriots are doing their thing.
I mean, feel free to, because I feel like we're bumblefucking this whole thing over here, so.
Yeah, we're not making a good.
Yeah, I'll look.
Effort, really. I kind of want to do like a minor illusion that, like, my foot protruding from behind a like water barrel kind of thing, like I'm hiding. I can't do a whole minor illusion of myself, but I could do a boot sticking out. Bait on a hook kind of thing. Is there like a rain barrel or a horse trough or something out front of this building that a person could hide behind? The building I'm in or within range of minor illusion, which I think is 30 feet.
And where are you at?
We're in that last house. But I could be anywhere in that house that I need to be.
Okay.
And 30-foot range. I could be in the corner looking out a window.
Okay. And your imp is across the street?
My imp is across the street above the roof, like facing the house he was in.
Okay. So there is a trough. Okay. Kind of against the street.
Okay.
It's like probably a horse watering trough.
But it's not like a whole person could hide behind that?
Probably not.
Okay.
Well, we don't need a whole person. We just need the illusion of a whole person.
Yeah, but I don't know if minor illusion can make a fake person.
Hmm.
It must be no larger than a 5-foot cube. I guess that could be a person crouched down.
Yeah.
I mean, you just need the hat sticking up above it or something. I mean, you don't.
Yeah. I will around the corner of that building that I knocked the
shingle
off. How far away is that? Can I get where I can put a figure at the corner of that building?
You would have to go to the most front south corner of that house that you guys are in.
Is that place that I can get to?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm willing to go there.
Yeah.
And peek out a window through a lacy curtain without moving it.
Yeah.
Make a minor illusion of a crouched down, generic, roguish looking tween human.
Cool.
Basically myself as a rogue.
Yep.
Yeah, my basically Doug as a rogue over there.
Okay.
Just move it towards the corner to where it like peeking around.
What's your spell DC?
My spell DC is 14.
No. Congrats.
That would be perception or what? I don't know what he would roll for that.
He does not think it's an illusion.
All right. I will move it back and then move it forward for a few seconds and then move it back.
Okay.
You know, just it kind of does in a irregular interval, a rocking kind of, or I basically just keep recasting it.
Yeah.
To move it, because I don't think I can actually animate it, Minor Illusion.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
I just do that to try to give the illusion of something is there.
Yeah, he's...
Does he show up, since he's fallen from my illusion, can I,
make a
perception. See where he's coming from? That's what I want.
Perception with advantage.
Since me and my imp are both looking now?
Yes.
13.
You see some movement on the porch. You see some floorboards kind of move, creak a little.
Okay.
You don't see what's causing them to move or creak, but you see that they're, something's up.
Yeah, he's in the shadow of the porch there, maybe.
Something like that, yeah.
Or invisible on the porch, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Seeing as I'm in the southernmost, southwestern corner of this house in order to cast my illusion, I would like to move that illusion out of sight and then drop it.
Okay.
And then... maybe 6 feet closer to me on that porch where I saw those things move, just have poof, a little gnome roguish character.
Okay.
Just appear, daggers out, poof, he just dropped invisibility.
Gotcha. Where are you at, Max?
Oh, I was checking for a back door.
You were
right.
So make me a perception check.
21.
Okay. Yeah, you find a back door. As you find the back door and you see the window next to the back door, you also see there is a boomer coming in the back.
Of our building?
Yeah.
That son of a bitch.
Okay. I guess I'm... does he look martial or caster?
With a 21, you'd be able to tell that he looks more castery.
Okay.
Ooh, and he's sneaking in a back door? That's ballsy.
Yeah. Little ballsy here.
Ballsy was a dwarf. Hey! We don't have any kind of mental communication going, right?
Nope. Before,
so before you're just gonna.
I'm gonna have to try and scurry back to the other room.
Okay.
Scurrying back to the other room.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Scurry.
We gotta go now. And by go, I mean we need to kick things off.
Well, I kind of just unzipped the fly with the guy across in the building. What's wrong?
We got one coming in the back.
I look to, what's his name? Stinky?
Stumpy?
Stumpy. Stumpy and the lady. I go, help Max.
Yeah. One in the back is a caster, so
or looks yeah. like what? It looks to the, be a the caster. The three of you get that guy. How did my floorboards react on the other porch?
Not awful.
Did he startle? Did he like, oh fuck, and attack it or what?
No attacks yet. He seems very patient right now.
Okay. Is there a window that faces that building that I'm seeing through?
Yeah.
Okay. I will go ahead and just centered on those creaky floorboards, cast a shatter.
Casting shatter.
Shatter.
Okay. Yeah, cool.
Hope he didn't buy that Hellish Rebuke scroll. That's all I'm asking.
Yeah. make me a, or no, this is mine.
Yeah, it's on the Constitution save.
Okay.
DC 14.
Well, 13's not going to get it done then, sir.
Okay, 3d8 thunder damage coming mm-hmm. his way. 7, 7, 8. Wow. That's 22.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's
the best I've ever rolled on that thing. Thank God you failed your shit.
Wow.
And that is one spell cast.
Jesus.
So I got his attention now. He's probably visible.
Yeah. He is visible. He is angry. He has swords drawn.
And it was loud, so anyone else knows what's going what's up. Dylan, are you with me on this guy?
Yeah. I am
you're
a kid. Do I get an action with stuff or what are we
you'll get one free action.
No, like a round, like one or the other, not a bonus and a whatever.
No, you get
like okay. like a ranged attack kind of thing.
Yeah, we're gonna try it.
I would blast. Do the shatter, and boom, there he is. Now you got a target.
Gonna Eldritch blast him.
Okay.
15.
Yep.
Okay. 13 damage.
Wow. Okay.
That is my action.
Okay.
He's had a bad round.
Yeah.
What's going on in the back door?
Back door heard the explosion up front and is now quickly entering the back door. There is no stealth to this. There is no caution given.
But we know he's coming in.
Yeah, so. Knowing he's coming, I would be prepping to take a shot with the short bow.
Okay.
As he comes through the door.
Okay. Well,
yeah. Give him a urology exam with a short bow.
I guess it's time to roll the initiatives, gents.
What? Oh, so soon?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's mine. That's a number.
Okay.
Okay. 25 to 20.
Deciding on my dice.
Okay.
I chose wrong.
20 to 15. Fifteen to ten.
13.
Okay.
9.
Wow. Okay. Grill is at 9.
5.
Wow. Yeah.
We got those bonus actions. We're not doing anything for a bit.
What's Stumpy and Stumpy's lady pulling down for us?
Stumpy's starting first.
Okay.
Okay, so that was Grill at 9. Then we've got this guy. And then we've got this guy.
So far we've engaged 2 of them, right? But there's 2 right. more that could roll up on us.
Yes, I rolled their initiative just in case.
Well, they've had to have heard.
Yes, they heard the shadow
in it.
That's thunder damage. So then we've got
inherently loud, yeah.
And then we've got Stumpy's lady. And we've got
full name.
Yeah. Okay. So to start us off, Stumpy, who is just fucking giddy excited that we're back in combat.
We're happy to have him take hits for us. Yeah, go for it.
Yes. He draws his giant two-handed axe and just says, "Oh, I've been waiting all day." And he just goes barreling like through the window at the back of the house, like, fuck the door and opening the door. He broke through the window, superhero somersault onto the porch, and is going to take a swing.
Gundam style.
Yes. He's going to take a swing at the guy at the back. That is going to hit, because of course it does, because it's hard for him to miss anything. He just does shit damage. Yep, and he does shit damage there. Is 8 damage.
Is he raging?
Yes.
So he gets to do 2 extra damage when he's raging.
Oh, yes, that's right. Shit. Good call.
It's amazing how many times, like, Allison and the Critical Role people just forget. You do more damage when you're raging.
Yeah.
They never add it on.
Okay. That is Stumpy. Then it is Ninja Guy on the porch, who is really having a bad day.
I mean, it sounded like it.
Yeah.
Couldn't hear it over the thunder.
He cannot see you inside. But he did hear the commotion at the back door.
Well, where is Dylan? Are you in the same room as I am?
I think because Jeff made the announcement before we made the actions, right?
Yeah, I can see through the window and I could cast my shatter in a distance. But your Eldritch Blast has a flight path, so.
Yeah, that's true.
You would have to shoot through the window.
Yeah.
Unless it was open.
No, that's fine.
If there was a crack in the window or something, yeah.
I don't remember if the front door was left open or if we closed it behind us, but that would have been that way
too. Yeah, you could lean out the front door and poke him.
Yeah.
That's why I shattered rather than the Eldritch Blast.
So, wherever the front room, the front door is, that is me.
Okay. So, he heard the commotion on the backside of the porch of your house. So he's going to chase back that way. And he's able to move and get in range. He's going to unleash a hand crossbow shot at the stump. And he's going to hit the stump.
Stump don't care about piercing damage.
No, I know. Stump doesn't care about
piercing. He don't give care no piercing damage.
That's okay. We got to... Stump is going to care about that damage, though.
God damn it, Stump. Do more damage. Use a real weapon. Roll 2d6 for that fucking battle.
7, 8, 13, plus, yep, okay, so plus 4, that's 17. So
Holy shit!
Cut that in half.
Oh, he snuck attacked that fucker, didn't he?
No. Oh, what? Shit. Sneak attack damage. Oh,
God damn
shit.
It.
Shit.
He's going to have another stump.
I'm on the same team. God damn it. Eight, what am I doing?
8, 12, 15, 16, 21, 24. That's 12. Okay. That's better. Thanks, Ray.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Stump takes a crossbow bolt right in the back.
Through the fucking face.
Yeah. But Stump does have just a truckload of hit points, so
it is the one thing he brings to this group, yeah. Hit points.
Yes. That brings us to Doug's turn.
Oh wow. So it was Stump, Ninja, then Doug?
Yeah.
Wow. So my guy ran around the back of the building, right?
Yes. Yes.
I don't know what I can do other than continue to look through this window. Is anybody coming down the street towards the noise?
Make me a perception check.
Oh, come on, baby. 13.
13. You do see...
Are they within 120 feet?
Absolutely, they are.
Then I am going to, through this pane of glass, fire a... actually, can I get my imp to buzz them to get advantage to fire an Eldritch Blast on their face?
What is your imp's movement speed?
Flying, I think it is... I think it's 40 feet, but where is it? Yeah, flying is 40 feet.
Okay.
Can he... I mean, if he can't, he can't. That is just my tactic.
But that's going to be... Like, he's not going to be able to get back.
I just need him to, like, go and, like fly and, yeah. like... squeal in the air close enough that they turn their head.
Yes.
To distract him enough.
He can do that, but he's not making it back out of there.
Well, he's still invisible. That's not an attack, right? Okay. So he's going to screech, fly away, and I'll throw an Eldritch Blast. 19 plus 6 should hit 25.
Yes, that hits.
Okay, and that's a 1d10 plus my charisma. So that's a total of 10 damage.
10 damage. Woo!
Just pop them in the forehead with that.
Okay.
And they see the glass shatter outward from this window.
Yeah.
Unless I had time to throw the window open a foot. I doubt it. With all the other things I was trying to interact there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Then I'll use my movement to move back toward... the middle of the house,
okay.
Basically towards the back door, because that seems where everything's going to converge.
Uh-huh.
Moving towards that area, letting Grillmaster know as I do that someone's coming up Main Street to the front of the building. I just pegged them. I'm going back and help the group.
Okay.
That's my turn.
Sounds good.
Sorry, you didn't peg the guy we hit originally?
No, he ran to the back of the house. He's now attacking Stumpy. Okay. So I couldn't see him to attack him. So I looked to see if there's anyone new. So a third person is coming. I hit them. And then I'm moving back to the fray.
Yep.
So if you see them before you move... you can peg him, or you can come back and fight with us.
Okay.
Yeah. That was all I'm kind of trying to share, basically. It's like, there's a target if you want it.
My imp is basically at the front of the house, so...
Yeah. That's where mine was, too. And he did pretty much all his movement to distract that thing, but I'm going to have him start coming my way towards the back of the house on my next turn, but he won't reach there in time. I'm sure.
Okay. So then that brings us to Growmaster.
All right. I mean, I'm still at a distance, so do I see anybody out the front?
Yes. There is a well-armored person.
Oh, a bucket of hit points.
With a shield and a sword.
Is this the one I hit?
Yes, it is.
Oh, gross.
Not sprinting, but faster than normal pace, headed your direction.
Okay. I think Eldritch Blast is still going to be the play here.
Yeah, 120 feet is hard to beat.
Right. I don't have to move up. I don't have to do anything crazy. Just
and you still have plenty of time to take cover, because 120 feet, there's three of, that's at least two of their turns to get to you.
17.
That is a hit.
Right. Ooh, another 13.
Wow. Okay. Cool, cool. Is that your only action, or do you have something else?
No, I'm good with that. I won't use any other bonus actions.
Okay. That brings us to our guy on the back porch.
The caster guy?
Yes. Yes, the caster guy. He's going to turn and look at Stumpy and kind of put his hands together in front of him.
Now!
And Stumpy's going to need to make a dexterity saving throw. But
not
hey!
Stumpy!
But hey, it's something he can see, so he does get advantage.
Yeah, he does.
And that's going to be a success. Which is probably a good thing.
I don't think I've ever played a barbarian.
So he'll take half of 10. So he takes 5. Cool.
Oh, yeah, dude. I think the guy in your House of Horrors was a barbarian, wasn't he? Jeff? The yes, guy he, that. Yeah. I don't know how much I weigh, but.
Yes.
Yeah.
That genius.
And then he's going to...
So what did he cast?
Burning Hands.
Oh, gross. Did he only hit Stumpy?
Yeah.
Awesome.
I mean, it's 15-foot cone.
And Stumpy's the immediate threat.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and no one else is really... Right.
Right. And then after that, he's going to look at Stumpy and say, I really don't think that you should be doing this. And so that I'm not doing all the Stumpy's rolling, somebody roll me a d20 and add 5.
Not four. Me. Fine. I got it.
Okay.
16.
16. And that's adding the 4?
That's adding, I thought you said 5.
Yeah, and then I corrected myself. 4.
Oh, 15 then.
15. Okay. That's still success. Okay. You were headed back that way, right? All three of you?
No? I'm at least trying to get line of sight on the back porch, yeah.
Okay. So anyone who would have seen Stumpy would have seen him. It almost looked like he was going to kind of falter a little bit. But...
Why?
He held his own. Yeah, that's a good question. Why?
Well, he got hit with Burning Hands and Command?
No, not Command. He got hit with something, though.
Friends or something?
No, it was not a spell.
Okay.
Because he already cast Burning Hands, so he couldn't cast another spell.
What was this person? This person's human, or?
This person is human, yes.
Okay. This guy's shady.
Yes. Yes, he
Who's
is.
Who's next? Max or Stumpy's lady?
It is... it's the fighter coming up the road. He is in a full-on dead sprint now. And that brings us to Max.
Okay. All right. Door is still shut. Window. Well, there's a hole in the wall.
There's a hole in the wall.
Yes. Okay. I guess, in lieu of a better option, I guess I'm going to go through the wall.
Okay.
Diving roll.
And not bother with the bow shot anymore, because that was only going to be useful early. And I will attempt to move into a flanking position on the castery fool.
Okay.
Which I would think I should be able to.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. And then I will main hand, offhand. We'll go main hand is the...
Didn't you get a new dagger or something?
But main hand is going to be the cursed short sword.
That's okay. It.
And then offhand will be that crazy fucking dagger that does all the damage if it hits.
Yeah.
And yeah, let's see what happens. So main hand, and then I'll kick on. Well, we'll see if I hit.
Okay.
A lot of shit doesn't trigger unless I hit. 26?
Yes.
That's okay. So then I will kick off favored foe. So that's going to be, what is that? That's a D6 plus a D4 plus he's in combat with an ally. So that's sneak attack damage plus 2 cold damage. He's going to need to make a DC 13 con save.
DC 13 con save coming up. 17.
So he'll take half damage. We'll deal with that now. He takes half of 5.
Okay.
Yep. All right. And then... And Fury of the Small.
Okay.
So he'll take 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 18. He'll take an 18 on top of the 2 poison damage he took.
Okay.
And that was my main hand.
Okay.
Offhand. 19 to hit.
Shield. That is, yep. Okay. He is.
So his AC is at least 15.
Correct.
No, just tracking for.
Yes.
Future reference.
Yes. So he shields himself from the second attack.
Probably smart, because a whole barrel of whoop ass was coming.
Yes. Yes.
After that first attack.
That's going to be my turn. Mr. Whiskers doesn't like that. That's my snake's name. Because it's Emma? Silly. Yeah. Okay. And he's just going to hiss at him. So
that's, okay. This one happened to be the people we talked to in the lunch line, wasn't it?
That's his version of the help action.
You know, that's a good question, Raymond. Roll me a percentage.
Oh, for fuck's sake. That's a 41.
41, okay. Now I'm going to roll a percentage. If I'm within 10% yours, then it's the people from the launch line. Okay, so... Nope, that's 70.
Okay.
Okay, not the people from the launch line.
So, well, yeah, so Mr. Whiskers hisses at this guy, so help action, whoever makes the... So next attack against him's at advantage.
Okay. Theoretically, wouldn't it be a 50-50 chance since there's two boomer groups and it had to be one of them?
No, there's three boomer groups.
Oh, there are? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That brings us to Stumpy's lady. Stumpy's lady is really unhappy with the fact that that dude came up and shot her man in the back.
She's just don't the back porch as well.
She headed that way because she, you know.
I don't send. I mean, I kind of yell, "People go here." I wouldn't send her a different direction than where he is because she wouldn't.
So, nope. She's gonna make a spell attack at your rogue friend. Oh shit! Natural 20.
Nice.
Well.
And we crit on spells in this house.
That's right. That's max plus die. Damn.
What was she casting? Chill touch?
Ray of sickness?
That's good as well.
Yeah.
I was assuming it was some flavor of necromancy.
Yeah. Rogue guy.
He's dead.
Is dead.
Yeah.
Huzzah.
Well, we did what? Like over 30 damage to him in the surprise round?
Yeah, you did 33 damage to him in the surprise round.
He was very surprised.
He was very
I was surprised he stuck around.
I mean, it was only the next round. I don't think he had a lot of choice.
Yeah.
No.
But
no.
He did put a hurt on Stinky or Stumpy too. So
he did. Why he did.
I don't know why I keep wanting to call him Stinky.
Because he's a stinky dwarf.
Yeah, true.
And something happens away from screen that nobody would be able to see. Okay. Bringing us back to the top of the round.
It is almost 12, though. So I think round
top of the one, round is a good spot if we got to stop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is
one top. Into... To round two.
Yep. You are top of round two.
I have people marked back porch.
Yes.
Back porch. Grillmaster and I are headed that way. Or I am. I don't know. Grillmaster, did you?
I didn't technically head that way on my last action, but I would be now that the gnome is gone. Because he was the front door's problem, right?
Yep.
So once he's gone, I would be heading towards the back door as my light.
The gnome?
Movement to start. The
rogue.
The rogue.
Oh, the rogue, yeah. Okay. Gnome was the illusion I did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so everybody's going towards the back door and
relatively focused
on fire. Max and Stumpy are outside the house.
Okay, I'm cutting audio.
You cut it, yeah.